Children grow up in families. Mom and dad have a significant influence on that family, but God also places other leaders and authorities in a child's life. Sometimes one of the greatest blessings in a child's life is the grandparents that that child experiences. So the sets of grandparents or a grandma or a grandfather in the picture can offer some significant value to a child's life. We want to look at the value that's there. Sometimes we have problems, we have to address those problems, but let's first take a look at the importance of grandparents in the life of their grandchildren.
When things are going well, grandparents are very helpful. They give support to the parents, they give added influence in a child's life. They help the child feel a part of something bigger. They've got parents, they've got grandparents, they've got a number of people involved in leading them and guiding them. So when things go well, it's a real asset to have grandparents involved in a child's life.
But sometimes parents struggle with their parents as they work with their children. It's true that grandparents have a reputation for indulging their grandchildren. That's not always bad. Sometimes the relationship between a child and grandma or grandpa is a special one. And so I want to keep that in mind as we allow certain things to take place. But then again, if your child you feel is being indulged and it's increasing the negative qualities inside of the child, then you may want to step in and set some limits. Or you may want to invite or require or ask that the grandparent be on board with the character program you're trying to develop. Just by making observations about what you see can often bring grandparents on board to say, you know, I've noticed that your grandson, my son, is creating some problems here by being demanding, and we're trying to help him develop an attitude that isn't an attitude of entitlement, but it's an attitude of gratefulness. Sometimes grandparents can add to that picture. Sometimes we have to set limits on grandparents, though, and we have to say, I'm sorry, we can't do that right now. So we want to take advantage of the benefits of grandparenting in the lives of our children without allowing some of the rather negative things that sometimes can take place.
The reality is that sometimes the relationship between the parent and the grandparent has been strained in the past, and that takes on at least a risk of being strained as we move forward. But we want to take the opportunity of having grandchildren in the mix to maybe even bring some healing between the parent and the grandparent, to put some of the past hurts besides and say, let's move forward for the sake of family. As parents, we need to be the ones to initiate an adult relationship with the grandparent and bring them on board to work with the children. So there's opportunity for healing with your own parents as you work in this dynamic of parents, grandparents, and children.
Look for ways to embrace the grandparents in your family as part of the identity of your children. If we can value the grandparents, good things can take place. We can even give them assignments. Grandparents often like that. We can allow grandparents to be part of the spiritual influence when that's possible in a grandchild's life. So giving grandparents assignments can be part of that solution. It's also true that sometimes, because of our mobile environment, the grandparents aren't around close by. They are at quite a distance, making it difficult for children to see them on a regular basis. In that case, you want to use technology or use opportunities that you have to try to connect your children with your parents. Often there's some tremendous value that takes place when you're able to do that.
We want to look for ways to build relationship. That recognizing that the relationship between the grandchild and the grandparent can be a valuable one in that child's spiritual development, in their social development, understanding that there's benefit there, we want to work on it. Even if it doesn't come easily, it's an important aspect of our children's lives to know who their grandparents are and how to relate to them.
If you're a grandparent listening to this, I just want to encourage you to do what you can to have influence in your grandchild's life. Sometimes there's a strain on that because parents do it differently than you might appreciate or you might like, and you want to work within the guidelines and the structures that this family has set up. So if you can embrace those ideas and you can work within them, then you can have a significant influence. Remember, there's lots of good ways to raise children. Your children may be doing it differently than they were raised, and that's not necessarily bad. What you want to do is try to understand their values, pick up their ideas, and try to reinforce the good that you can find in that situation in order to have a significant impact on the lives of your grandchildren.